Sunday, just here to make it a regular Seder. Shabbos and Thomas. Dr. Shabbat, a regular time. Let's say this from the calendar. This is Ola. 1:30. The Israel is all official Seder. We're going to learn. And they'll say it in the past day of the afternoon. Shabbatic Hayashiks. Okay. Abosai, we left the middle of a rush. Simon Yudal. Did it again.
Let's take a
Rosh at the end of the same Siman. Siman Yadal, he quotes the Gemara, that we should really be the Gemara, but at the same time we get the Rosh. What do I say? Bayez She'eno El Sim Echot. Ramea Mechayim is Mezuzah Bechacham and Poetry. Well, the various Roshes. How do we pass it in the Shaila at the very end of Siman Yadal with a small Mem Alephit Venere? Halach Ramea! Woo! The Mishmar Mekiva, Chayim Kama said, you believe it. So, Eimar Meir, the Amid, this small the Omar, Mashmah, the Havid, Sunni Amida, Havid Ichle, the other Meir. So that he passed like a man, if you should look at the Rabbi, Halacha to Rabbi, Shacharamba, he's staying with us, and the Rosh passes, no. What was the Yachai? Keep that in mind. So, the Machlech is the Rosh and Rabbi over here. And it seems to also be, on a simple level, another Machlech is going to come to be called before Rosh Exolet. The Rosh said Rosh Eksel Machayev, and the Rabbis Rosh the level said it is Shtei Mezuzah Sumashto. Rosh Eksel, he never said anything about that. Rosh Pshat, he got an impression that no. Now it's interesting. The Beis Yosef makes the following comment. It's quite a remarkable Beis Yosef. It's in the Reish Pei Zayin. Reading to you, you make it if you want. He writes, Reish Pei Zayin, writes this. A Rambam Pasach is Nebuzuz Lubash. Behishmit Hahi the Piskoda Karma. Left it out. The Evshar of Pasal Shad Rambam, the Tavish of the Nefail of Mashma, Sherosh Eksolin. Heim chashuvim mezuzus. That is obvious. Obvious? Transition is obviously false. It's not obvious. Obvious? So the mother suggests now, he's held like Rashi. The parents obviously, as I told you before yesterday in the picture, they cut out a diagonal in the corner. There, although it's not obvious, it's the Gemara's in the fish, not the Gemara's in the Takapotter. Here I can understand, but one might think, okay, I have one more lens here, and it's just a diagonal between. Not obvious, but it's less than a chiddush. Then Rambam held that, but then Rambam held like the Rosh, in a total sense of complete point. How can that be obvious? That's true as a chiddush. It's obvious. Nobody understand but that should be true at all. It's interesting. The Haggadah Maimonides, here in Perek Vav, Zivkot of Aleph, he writes as follows. Chosav Ra'am, the Arayim, that's what he writes. Simon Ches, the Lechum Ra'abdina, the Eze of the Hemshi'i, a Chayim of the Zuzah. What's that case? Let's get to it yesterday. Pisli Shamoy, lest they tikra, lest they shakri. What does that mean? Either the Zuzahs, or Mashto. What does that mean? I will say for mitzvahs cost the dirik karabeno makab. The simple level this means is that the Arayim hold at the Rosh. It's enough to have either mezuzahs or a Mashto. What does that mean? Mezuzahs means you have two doorposts and it ends at that moment on top, doesn't come down, just ends there. Or the other way around, rushing solid, and the Lito and the Mashko. The loveliness of the Ra'am is that, as we said before, remember a few minutes ago, the way that you can avoid the need for a Lito is in the other, let's use the word direction, vertical or horizontal. If I have a vertical leap the down in the Mashko, there's no need for the horizontal bleeders in the two sides, and vice versa. Because one defines the other. This is the Chiddush or mostly of their own. But the right, the Rambam disagrees. Of a Furusha goes by me, that the Rambam says, Rosh Eksolim are not considered to be Mizut. That the Beis Yosef is not really right. Shulchan Aruch, okay, why does Shulchan Aruch open up? Written by the Beis Yosef, keep that in mind. That's always tricky. When he writes it, he shows that I was not to reflect what we see in this text. But okay, take a look if you will. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This question is found here. Reish Pei Zayin Aleph. And on Pesach, I have mezuzah elam kenesh l'shtei mezuzah sumashkof. Word for word with the Rambam, as usual. On a simple level, I would say, is against the Rosh. That's what I would say. Against the Rosh. Says the Taz, Matur Kosu, Imein HaMashkav Shadel HaZokav Ol HaMal of the Perum. Long Taz. I take the shot. It's shorter. Al. That's a Rosh Matur. That Filo Elo Ela Mezuzah Achas. We saw that before. That we saw before. That's right. That's the Shah says. But the other idea, the Rosh Eksolim, I don't see it in the Shah Hebrew Farish right now. It's in the Taz. Taz, Siv Koton, Aleph, seems to say that the Mechaber assumes like the Tur and the Rosh. So what is it, no good? And there were pictures. I'm not sure if Yoshua had these beautiful pictures. But this one has. I don't know if you read it, bring it up a little closer. I mean, it keeps going. In other words, I'll give it to you like this. Here we said, according to the Rosh, this ends here, makes it into a door, and almost the ceiling goes down. What happens if this keeps going? The wall goes still here. The end of my fingers, the wall goes. So you're coming in, you don't have no shiksel. Because you have a mashkaf here, very nice, and it's flat! Not much flat where the mashkaf is. Even the Russian agrees that spot. Only if it stops here, the knife right here. It stops right here. Comes out over here, all in the same. Let's say, area, the depth going this way, that the Russian has much shiksel. But it goes all the way to here. It's gosh, gosh. Okay? This is clear, that everyone agrees to that. As the Taz points out over here, it's a God. Now, he assumes the Mechad holds like the Rosh, because the Torah like the Rosh, the Mechad usually follows, even like quotes the Rambam verbatim. They all understand where the Taz got this from. Even the Beis Yosef seems to say that way. Now, Lachal Lamais, the most supposed to say, a spake in the Dina, you can put it up if you wish, very nice to put it up, you should put it up maybe, but no bro. So, Chazanish says, Rebbeinu Shalala. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's never going to work. There's no big expert in Hilchos Yemen and Chazanish. No, they're an Arabic. Whoa. He knew that. Everything back and forth. An Arabic. Whoa. There's no way it's going to work. You know why? Because in Hilchos Yemen, he says, and everyone agrees exactly, that you have to have something which is so same as Pesach. The choice of Pesach and Shabbos to work, it has to be in this direction. So the Chazanish assumes that fundamentally on both sides, Shabbos and Mezuzah are identical. Same with Torah and Pesach here, Torah and Pesach there. Same way as Rosh Hashanah will not work in Hilchos Shabbos, they will not work in Hilchos Mezuzah. So says the Chazanish. The defenders of the Rosh say, low, low, below. The Rosh is Mechal between Shabbos and Mezuzah. In Shabbos, you need Taka. It should stick in, it should be rolling inside, so that it should close, it should be visible. And when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah, it's not required. That's what it says. Interesting. He quotes an amazing Sharatzin. Chazanish doesn't like it at all. The Sharatzin claims that Hilchos, you can look it up, Shitsan Mogimel Sefton Lam Zayin. Very, very important Sharatzin. It's relevant to Hilchos Erev. Different lever, right? I don't want to get into too much now. Now, let's say I have a Rosh Hashanah like this. It's no good. So I put up a corner here. It's hard to do this exact. I need two. See? Everyone sees? Two. I have a red book and a black book. Okay, look at the score. Okay? So this is no good. Even though the mashka comes down over here, still let it be good. And the Shabbos. What'll happen? I'll put it down. What'll happen if I put a piece like this here and a piece here. Chazish, it's garnish with garnish. If I'm sitting here in this bubble, I can't see this, and I can't see this. They just this the wall extend. What goes out? And the Mishnah Berurah that it is. And the same of Agav Lazar is actually ridiculous. How can it help? What's the difference between the wall and the extension of the wall? Let's ring a bell, then, anybody? Ring a bell? Come on. What bell does it ring? He writes this book. What's the difference? It's a wall. It's an extension of the wall. It's a Mishnah Berurah. Remembers? Who else did he attack with the same claim? I've been in a very, very hush of a person. He attacked him. Say it again, Adam. The Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam said to make the difference if it's on. The Nishmas Adam said. Not going to work here. Well, Hashem, we have a lot of doors. As Adam said, if you recall Ahoriya Kosel, if it's on here, it's good. If it's here, it's no good. It's still in the temple. And he said, it's a difference. It's behind, it's behind. Who cares? It's a separate post. Remember that? That was a whole tilt. And I said, what do you mean? It's a separate post. Same thing applies over here. It's a Sharatim. If it's a separate post, it's exactly parallel to the wall, and you really can't see it from the inside, it works. Easy. Bogle Blaman, the college tried to reach them, says, never, no way to possibly be broken with the Shabbos. But, you know, you have to learn. So let me be very careful how we. So I think if I follow up to me, I pass it to Mishnah Berurah, and like Mishnah Berurah, even though it's against Chazanish and Ogre Bolech, well, that's 2-on-2, I don't know, I'll say too much. But there are these that are okay. Fine. Rabbi Sam, let us go a little bit further. He claims that the Iranian, we just saw quote over here in the I call it my money is right? What does that mean? Otherwise Ram the whole pilpul, Ram's is no good. He means if there's no mashka pantap. No mashka pantap, fine. According to the Rush, the mashka pantap gives the Rosh Hashanah a shame for Zuzis. And another Mishnah Berurah goes, Shinnem Vavs and Kod Namalal. The Zuzis give, this very carefully, the Salt Tikra a shame mashka. Here, we have a Belita on top, coming down, makes these ends into Mezuzis. Just flip it around, 90 degrees. What do you have? You have Mezuzis on each side. And the roof ends over here. Doesn't come down. Doesn't matter. The two mezuzahs give the end of the roof a shame mashka. If you have neither nor, then it's not. Yeah, I think I should take a shot in the array. I can't say for sure whether that's correct or not correct. You know what comes up again? In Hilchos Sukkah of all places. The Ramah writes in Siman Tov, Reish Lamed and Beis by Sukkah, over there in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? He says it's all the same. Chisnei Shamoi, Shabbos, Mezuzah, Pesukim in Erevin, Adat Yad. It seems to me all according to the Shitas HaRosh. But according to the Rabbah, I mean, no. Shtei Mezuzah Sumashim. We can't make a problem with that Rabbah. And then I take one more part. The Rosh of the Shitaso and Rabbah of the Shitaso. The very end of Simeon Yadal, the Rosh Paskins, that one Mezuzah is Chayim Mezuzah. This itself is against the Chazanish. Chazanish says we equate mezuzah and Hilchos Shabbos. Imagine having an Arab Yom Kippur. One kind of here and one kind of fall down. No problem. What's the rush? We pass like I'm your mayor. What are you kidding me? No way in the world. Economy counts like a man. So the rush clearly distinguishes between Shabbos and Hilchos Mezuzah. Lishitaso. He allows Rosh Hashanah and Hilchos Mezuzah, even though presumably we know that it's Hilchos Shabbos. But the Rambam, who requires Shtei Mezuzahs, presumably equates Mezuzah and Shabbos, he would say to your partner, by Rosh Hashanah, came nearly. That's what I think. Fine. Good. Again, the many rise back and forth. it's interesting. The Rambam writes in the Pasuk, you have mezuzas, which don't reach the schach. If they reach the schach, you need a Torah and Pesach that was on the third wall of the Sukkah. If the mezuzas reach the schach, and the schach just ends, it doesn't come down, the schach is flat. That's good. But if the walls are here, and the roof is 10 feet higher, then even though the walls are directly under the end of the schach, it's no good. It's kamachomer. Madach, these walls, these on the side, which are 10 feet high, are absolute mezuzas for kol Torah kol mitzvos and shabbos. It's no good if the edge is directly underneath it. Kamachomer, Rosh Hashanah, which presumably not going to have a shabbos, would certainly not work if it's end on top. So you need something, either a bleep on top or a bleep on the side, according to the Rosh. But others, even that would not be chayav in the mezuzah. Good. Very, very good. Fine. That's a problem. That's a serious problem. As we had to see this, all the sugyas yesterday. Let's look very careful. Rabbi Sai, the Trisha on the tour, here's the cash. Here's the Reish, Dezai, Sid Kato, Gim. It's very short, it's one line. Koshe, my shnome aksadra, the pot of the mezuzah. Yesterday, she. Aksadra is pot of the mezuzah. What's an aksadra in English? Portico. What's a portico? Aksadra. Yeah, I just we know. My kids just study yeshiva. I used to have kids who used to learn Yiddish. My shtiva. Bereishis and Anfah. I said, what's Bereishis and Anfah? What's that? I know what either word meant. I don't want to excite either what portico means. You know? What is it? It's something which has a roof. It's held by poles. Either it has walls or doesn't have walls. That we'll get to that perhaps a little bit later. So the question is, he wants to know, Aksar is part of the mezuzah. Why? So we had yesterday two reasons to part of Aksar. What were they? Lack of deer. There's no one living there. It's not fit for living. We'll come back a little bit later. And there's no seeming. Take a look over here. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Has the Gemara Aksadro. Tura Men Amuzuz. He ends up seeming. When he ends up seeming, that's Rosh Hashanah, doesn't it? Aren't the poles holding up, which are holding up the roof? That's a Rosh Hashanah. It goes with the cigar, it's going to be some kind of Rosh Hashanah. That's the preacher's kasha. So the preacher says the difference. Why? In our sugya of the Rosh Hashanah Yechayev, Yesh lo deles ho medes from kol mechitzi revis. Whoa! The door that we don't pass the Rambam. He didn't pass the Rambam. Why should a door be the critical factor as to whether these Rosh Hashanah are mechayvim or not mechayvim? That's the question. How do you understand this preach? So the Chazanish, if you want to go down to the Kufay and Beis, says like this. If it has a door, that door is successful with your rush in giving this Pesach of shame, Pesach, even though it lacks mezuzos and boltos. That's how we understood. Others, Mitlish Ma'at, for example, say, no, boltos, I've got you. What do you think? All kinds of crazy, lovish stories. It's kosher. You look at the Prisha in the previous sinner. It's in a range pay vote. Sikoda Yud Beis. He writes as follows. He says, some Aksadra is royal Adira, and some is not royal Adira. So the door is nothing to do with Hilchus Turas Apesim as such. It's determining what is royal Adira. And what is not royal Adira? Take a look at Moshe in this context, in the Rosh, and Sim and Tezvah. Come on, Tezvah, we've been to the Yudal, and come to the Tezvah. Tezvah. Hagar Abonon, Yumad Abidalam, Misharecha, Echad Shemot Shari Batim, Vyechot Shari Chatzeres, Vyechot Shari Medinas, Vyechot Shari Ayoros, Vyrekas, Pelhulun, Matvei, Vyotus, Yain, Vyechot Shemen, Kulun, Chayot, Vyechot. Docho, Shani, Marve, Beis Shara, Aksadim, Vyechot, Tavlova, Bayes. Ma Bayes, Amyuchot, Lidira, Avkol, Amyuchot, Lidira, Yotzum, Heilu, She'ena, Miyuchot, Lidira. Wait a second. Our Gemara Padlak set up for a different reason. What's that reason? Because its mezuzahs don't count. Because that's the chizik tikkun that reason. It's a bay in your mind. Which one is it? Presumably the answer is Rebbe Osai. A typical laksadra is ein aruah ledira. That's the sound of the Sefer Yuma, quoted by the Russian Simon test of. And when the Gemara asked the question, Rebbe Osai, Gemara wanted to know. And I was looking at Lama Gimel on the base, the whole issue of Tzimin, yes, why did the Gemara say it lacks in the Shem Dira, it's not Rora the Dira? So the suggestion is made, the answer is, we're talking over here about Aksandra, Hapsucha Lebatim, phrase you see in Tosfos. Hapsucha Lebatim, it's opened into the houses. If it opens into the houses, it need not be in and of itself Rora the Dira. That's the whole Chayav Lishon about Chatzeres. Chatzeres plays are not Rora the Dira. They're only Chayav nowadays because they're open to the Batim. That's why the Gemara here does not invoke the Gemara in Yuma about Ena Rora the Dira. Because in our case, it's Pasuach the Batim. And presumably in Yuma, it's not Pasuach the Batim. Oh, the question of course becomes, so who needs Aksandra? That's Beishar. Meisei Beishar. So, what do you mean we need it for? Extra verbiage. Can't just speak of Tzul Levat. Now the Beishar we know Tzul Levat. So why is the word Aksandra doing here? What's it doing here, Rebosa? What's it doing here? We already know it from a Beishar. So why must it say over here Aksandra? And the Machshon thinks, he must be telling us, Rebosa, to tell you, you know what? That the poles, which are as immediately the Chizuki Tikva, count. The question is, Rav Chista said, but they don't count. That's what the Machshon is thinking. Oh. And this way did not answer Rav Osai at the Brice of discussing the laws of the Urim. And then it says, one did. And Rav Chista is talking about the Turas of Nessa. Can't say that. Because we're discussing that no deer, like the price of the alpha now, must pursue the battle. So pursue the battle without having no deer is an irrelevancy. And the kash is obvious. The price here says over here, Chayom. We just read a price in Yuma, it's Peturim. We want Torah Chista, get caught in the crossfire for two prices. One to my ass. Here a price and there a price, contradicting Shalom. Kasha Rosai, that's just a kasha. One's Pesuch Levatim, one's not Pesuch Levatim. Our answer is the kasha of Rav Chista, that the Brice is adding something. Aksandra adds something which Beishar does not have. What's that? Aksandra Rumiso. The word Aksandra can mean two things. Aksandra Rumiso. What does that mean? It's Tashmish, is considered to be Dior. Right? It has chalomas, chalomas, says Rashi, and tasuya l'diur. Or if you look at the Hagol Sabbath, he says, tfanas n'mufo shen magiyas n'tikra. It has walls like this. Sometimes you see in a gazebo, right? It has walls like this, then there's a little air, but you can go in there. It says it's a nice place to do things outdoors. It's covered, it has walls here, play up. It's not one of those two pshat, and it's a word, is the explanation of the word rumiso. Rumiso. And therefore, the only reason why a butter is ain lo tzimin. It's ain lo tzimin. Okay? That's what it says. So stop tikra means just a ceiling with no walls at all. That's ain lo dir. So you would have it out. The aksadu rumis over here is yeshba dir. And the only reason maybe potter is lacks tzimin. So too it seems to me. If it would be aksad of sukkah lebatim, you also have to come out of the chasar in petit. This is how that's pshat Rabosai in our suit. Pshat in our suit, posh pshat in the words. Oh. So now, the tour, what upside to wear, and simply Reish Pei Vav. For those who haven't figured it out yet, Reish Pei Vav, that's the sugya of what we call dir. What's considered the place you live, you don't live, right? That's live, you don't live, that's what Reish Pei Vav is all about. He doesn't say the last two of Pesach. That's the simply Reish Pei Tes. Spent so much time on Reish Pei Tes, maybe a little bit of Reish Pei Zayin. But Reish Pei Vav is simply all about where you live. So the tourist popping Aksandra, not for the lack of posts, but for the lack of people. So writes the tour, Rabosai, and Simit, Reish, Tei, Vav. But you know what? He's not bothered by the kasha of where the Simit, because he holds like his father the Rosh, and then he says the Rosh Excellent. That the Rosh Excellent. Okay. And you have a door on the fourth wall that makes what we call Royal the Deer. That's what we said before for the Prisha. Okay? Fine. He assumed on a simple level that the door makes it Royal the Deer, not the Kazanish of Shah, that the door makes it into a pest. That's not probably what the Prisha presumably didn't mean that on a simple level. Fine. Good. Now, fascinating. I'm going to follow the shadow. I have a cheder pnimi and no delos. Whoa! A cheder pnimi? So it's royal adira. So it's royal adira. So we should say that Rosh Hashanah of Machayev, even without a delos. You know what the chazad is, you need with delos to make the Rosh Hashanah into an opening, according to the Rosh. Doesn't matter inside outside. But the lumdus is, Rabosa. The lumdus is, and the delos is required to make it royal adira. That's only if it's open to the street. So no doors that run the deer. But if it's an inside doorway in the middle of the house, presumably should argue that it should be chayim in mezuzah, even in the absence of a delos, according to Shivasa HaKrisha. It's a good question. Maybe it's even true. However, some opponents suggest no. You know why not? Follow me. Because the cheder apnimi is roy, because the cheder achitzon, which is on the fourth wall, and therefore Abosai, it's labeled as one big room, and where the Rosh Hashanah are is the middle of the room. If there's a tzuras hapesach, it breaks the room. Rosh Hashanah. It's considered to be one big room. If Rabosai is an outside room, but you don't disturb, one big room does not apply. So now, the Sefer Ogar Balecha suggests that Potter is shown Spek. Rambam says, don't do it. You're Potter. The simple read of the Rosh is Rosh Hashanah of the Mechav, is the Rosh Hashanah of a Potter. Called the Rambam verbatim. So you have two Svekis, probably one of two reasons. Either Rosh Hashanah or not Mezuzahs, or the Dodor. Svek. What will happen in the following case? You have a bona fide Mezuzahs and Pesach on the right side, but on the left side, it's flat. Totally flat. Or even a Rosh Kosel. Still says no bracha. Why? I have a sfek al chumra. Why is sfek al chumra? Maybe Rabosai, maybe a Rosh Kosel works. And maybe it's enough to have one mezuzah. So he says, since neither chumra is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, we cannot make a bracha on this Svek. Look what I said before, it's a little bit of a different Kadesh. It could be talking about Italian to some extent. Svek is two independent Sveks. But we learned the chat, the loveness of the two Rushes, the connected. The Rashi is the one who said that Shabbos and Mezuzah are distinct. The opposite is that they're the same. So these two nachlux, maybe a bit of a time. Another Sarah, we would not make a bracha this kind of a case. Fine. Not a follow-up situation. On the right is a Rosh Kosar. On the left, Emtsa Kosar. All the way to make this guy is the best case scenario. Namely, that you require only one mezuzah, that's all you have. And that Rosh Kosar should be chayav. You want to put it there, Hamach v'tol of bracha. But you need to put it in your pot, which is Svek of the cool. Again, what I said before, it's not so posh, but it could be to a little bit hobo Atalia. He said, if there's no delas, you throw in two more Sveks. What two more Sveks? Subject one, the Rambam, and the delas of Nebuchai. And subject two, Kun the Chazadish, the Rosh only said that you chayav a Rosh Exolim if you have a delas to make it into a shame. Yes. Now I come on both sides to my dining room. Again, this is my kitchen, then my dining room. They ask me, who's been in my house? I'm going to this in my dining room. It's a big dining room as soon as you walk into the house. And if you go, there are two hallways off the dining room. One on the right, forgive me for being a little, I can't draw pictures. One on the right leads to three different rooms. Two bedrooms and a bathroom. Holy. The one on the left, who used to be known as Simcha's room, leads to a bedroom. In both cases, there are Rosh Exolim. Nothing more. These two little narrow walls, I guess you say, open into the dining room. Instead of going to the dining room straight into these bedrooms, this fancy Riverdale, he goes into one hall. One is just a little hall with two closets and you go into the bedroom. One is more fancy. It's just a hall. But you have to go right left to center. Center is a bathroom. Right is one bedroom. It's left another bedroom. What do you say? You need a mezuzah there? Let's just figure it out together. This is really going to do the mathematics. Do you need a mezuzah there? Yes or no? There is a mashkov in both cases, but only Rosh Exolim.
It's the wall extender, it's the wall stop.
The wall stop. It's Rosh Exolim. Not Emtsa Kosar, Rosh Exolim. Both sides, Rosh Exolim. Both sides. Let's chazer again. Let's do the band. According to the simple pshat, the Rambam, the chazerish, this book, forget it, you'll get started. Rosh Exolim, nothing to talk about. Puckter, when they were capital P. Both of the Rosh, however, Rosh Exolim, are chayav. On the other hand, there's no door. We have already a Svek-Sveka Lekul. But more than that, neither prose door is dal. By definition, not even a rectangle, nothing. It's small. It's not those of this fancy office. It's a small apartment. So now I have now a whole series of Sveks. I have number one, Rosh Exolim. Number two, no door. Number three, it's not Dalit al Dalit. What's the din of a base shahr less than Dalit al Dalit? It's a machlokes. We saw the machlokes already before, mentioned before. So your Rosh Hashulchan says the minig is to be machmir. On what basis? What's the basis? Well, we never saw a Jewish home without a mezuzah at the front door. And there are many Jewish homes, including some of the fancy communities that some of you guys live in, where as soon as you walk into the door, there's a very small, I know, it's the word small, and some of this is a type of disaster, but a small little ante room, you have a closet on the side, you put your coats, it's not, certainly less dialed up, I don't know how you measure it. Is that your house like that? Yeah, fancy house in Woodmere. I don't want to say it first, but okay. Woodmere, the fanciest neighborhood. You walk into the front door, as soon as you walk in, there's a little tiny empty room with maybe a little closet, maybe like a coat with an umbrella for that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Other fancy houses.
Different fancy houses. Not your house. Your house, not so fancy. Fancy houses is the land. I mean, never saw a Jewish home without a mezuzah on the front door. That's true. I guess that's true.
People don't. Can you imagine? What's
going to happen when the Mashkas comes and doesn't see them within my front door? Every year it's within the front door. Even if it's Taka Potter, according to most Poskim. That one has to live at the front door. Doesn't mean it's a riot, you pass in that base shower and want to find it, blah, blah, blah. Come on. And you know, Yiddish a feeling, you have to have it within the front door. Even if you're part, you have to live in the front door. There are many Jews that are all in the front door, the Rambam says. I don't think that's the Gavaldi, you're right, right? Friend. But okay, good. However, Rabosai, we don't know who's right. And now the question is like this, he's in the Sefer or Rubo Lecha, he said, you know what? Put the mezuzah going into this little hallway, and don't be worried about Rabbi Akiva Eger. Oh, no. Assuming, he says now for a minute, that you require a mezuzah there, which way does it go? Does it go from the big dining room into those tiny corridors? Or does it go from the tiny corridors into the big dining room? Maybe we should equate those tiny corridors to my kitchen, or to some other walk-in closet, which is less than $1. So now my head's spinning. And there are many reasons to pass this door completely. Let's chazer again. It's Rosh Hashanah. No door. Everybody, before you start, 2 weeks to pass. It's next day. Now the pimple is, maybe put it for another reason. Because the hole is less than $1. Whoa, let's turn it around. Say maybe I have to go on the way out. Which way are we go? Now I have a svek on each side. A, it's rushing solid. B, no door. And three, they make us, which way should we go? Should we go in? The base shallows and dial out of it to be high. Or should we go out? Because not high, I'm going to be in. So I have a triple subway on either direction. So therefore, when you have the match, you'll find that there is no mezuzah there. So there. No mezuzah on either side. So each way is a speck. No mezuzah. What would happen, Rosai? What would happen? If it was a perfect Torah and Pesach, the same situation, perfect, two mezuzahs and a mashal. I got this call yesterday! That calls me up at this shayla. Mamish, this shayla. He has a corridor leading into the room, and goes into a big dining room, and it's a perfect, you know, two posts and a lintel on top. Which way do you put the mezuzah? And even though we're holding stock in the sukkah, I didn't know what to tell. We spend a lot of time, right? And I already conveyed to you my feeling that the Kibeger is more accepted than the Chamuda Daniel. But here's a different word. The Chamuda Daniel is referring to a case, we have a room which is small, going nowhere. So the Chiddush Niflum, that since it's royal, the Tashmisho, with the Rosh and the Tikra, it works. Kibeger smells better than that. But here, it's a Beshar. A Beis Shammai, so many Rishonim say you don't need Dalai Adal because it's chayim because of the innermost bedrooms. I passed it for this gentleman, put the mezuzah on the way into the corridor. From the big dining room into the tiny corridor into the bedrooms. I'm going about it a lot. I hope if you think I'm wrong, I can still call him back. That's why the calculus changes every little. The more than that, it's a Kibega wins. That's where it's just a box. Pull the box of kitchen, pull the garden, they want to pull. And here, it's a passageway. That's an extra poskim on the side that it's high, even though it's less than $1. That's why I passed it from yesterday. Came nearly. And let's not forget, Rabosai, we have the Magia on the, I only so called it the Shari Mezuzah, the Magia on the Parshas Dura, the Pchaim. Send the Chazon Ish very well that way. Maybe. For that reason, I come to put it on the way in that particular case. Fine. Good. Now we come across, finally, to my living room. My kitchen, my dining room corridor is not a living room. How can I show my living room? You walk into my house. Big room, huge dining room. It means when I walk into my house, so I go, I can make a left turn, go straight to that little tiny kitchen. It comes around, it's the kitchen, it's one bedroom, it's a little car to the other bedroom, it's another plate wall, and then the living room, straight ahead. You walk from this front door, you bang right into the living room. Go on the right, the little wall extends a little bit. Bottom goes, and then the other corridor goes to the other bedrooms. Then, our boat says, very important, it goes flat, and it bangs into the same living room. So the living room, if you look from the living room out, where I am, if you look from the living room out on your right, you will see an actual blita. The wall actually goes out. There's a mashko. On the left, it's flat. Flat, but from a certain perspective, it's a Rosh Kosel. It just goes like this. So it ends underneath the mashko. We assume it's a devil portion, and the obligation is from the, if there would be an obligation, from the living room, excuse me, from the dining room to the living room. Living room is big. Can't jump out. Dining room to the living room. Okay? So question, are you chayav or not? So I'm going to say, let me hear your thoughts. Are you chayav or not chayav? Let's start here again. Huh?
You have two, the same thing as we had before. One, you have one, this is a...
I only have the left side.
Only the left.
I'm on the left side. Left side. Is that going in? Left side. It's garnish for garnish. Left side. Is there a mezuzah on the right side? In my humble opinion, absolutely not. Why not? Because the thing on the right side, just to give you the picture, it starts over here by that aforementioned corridor, and it stands... my feet, and how old it is. It spends many feet to get to the mashkof going down. Seems to me on a simple level, there's no mezuzah whatsoever on the right side. Says, well, it should be put. Worst case scenario, you consider the Rosh Kosel, somehow or other, it's still a spec thing because it's no delus. Now, with the svara that I mentioned before, I'll go about that to work. That's one room. That's one room. I can declare to me. He goes as far as saying the safer. If I have like this, I have a corridor, and I put there's a regular full door at the beginning. Full door here, put it right over here. And it opens to a bigger one over here. If I put it out of the window here, I'm over at Baltois. Is everybody at? Full one room? Put it over here already. You go there, Baltois. Because in my house, not that way, not flat into here. Everybody went around this way, went around this way. In my humble opinion, you're part of the mezuzah, and there's no mezuzah there. All the years it bothered me, I'm against the Befurish of Chomer Sada. Befurish. The Chomer Sada, in my case, as you have high in mezuzah. On what basis? A Chazanish. Chazanish writes in the little Shabbos, in this case, I'd be able to carry in the living room. Even though, let's say there'd be no one, you know, people they have to leave to a living, whatever it is. Why can I carry the living room? Because in respect of the living room, what do I have? I have, yeah, I'll show you the picture, yes. Here's exactly the picture, I'll pass it around. This is the picture. Picture Ches. Picture Ches. So picture Ches is in effect a narrow room opening into a, let's pass it around, open into a wider room. Says the Chovah Sadar, since the Chazanish Paskin, that I'm allowed to carry on Shabbos in the wider room. Why? Because the narrowing of the opening into the narrower room is the equivalent of a mechitza from the perspective of the wider room, which I think is 100% true. For that very reason, I'm required to put a mezuzah going from the narrower room into the wider room. I said to myself, what in heaven's name is he talking about? What are you talking about? If the chiyuv would be from the living room into the dining room, nicha, the chiyuv is in the other direction I wouldn't be able to carry. As if I'm in the narrow room and it opens the door, I'm not allowed to carry it. As Chazal should point out, there's no belief this from that perspective. For, I can't say 40 years, I learned this 40 years ago, for all the years I had that safer, I felt a guilty conscience. I didn't put a mezuzah on my big living room, even though he's a half mezuzah. And I had nobody on my side. No, I bothered myself. but I had no one in print on my side. Baruch Hashem. These two svarim. Many, 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 many years later, after I had the guts to blow the mezuzah on my living room, the rabbi's house, and walked into the living room, what does it look like? Walk out, what's wrong? Pass it around, just come on. Baruch Hashem, I found in the new svarim, thank God, they agree with me. They agree with me. Chaim Kanevsky agrees with me. Oh, I've got a better ally these days. Chaim Kanevsky agrees with me. Okay, let's see if I can find out where exactly this is to be found. Let's see if I can write my mouth, then we can look it up. Hope I'm telling the truth. Safer, got it on the right place. Picture number 181 on page. All right, sweet. Oh, it was sweet for me. This was so sweet for me. After 30 years in the doghouse, me against the Chomos Adar, the Dolly Adar, and Shalayim. And now, Alice. Will be like this? Mamish, this case. Cheder chitzoni tzar. Thank you. Shesh bo mezuzes gemuros v'mashko. Uvesol bo mezrache. Yesh mashko ben kolse achelik ha-mezrache. Put it on 181. Put it on the outside and on the inside. Look, I have it on my front door right now. I have it there. I don't have any door, any mezuzah on the way into the living room. Don't have it there. Oh. He explains as follows. Listen to this. Chazishto Hezl Shas. Right? He paskins as follows. Says he has it over. Chotzer Tana puts on the dola and he donates the pistol on the dola. So he wants to say back and forth. It's Chayav Potter. He goes over here in many different ways. It seems to me, again, from looking at this whole page, that Halacha Lemaisa, you're Potter from putting the mezuzah on my living room. That's what I understand. We need you a little bit from earlier. This is in Chazavishin. What's the Sukkot? Nun Gimel. The Chobos Adar stels to Mezuz the Shabbos. And the Grab Kanyevsky on the Leben Mishnah of Shabbatar! Hey! And the comparison of the Chomos and Dab and Luzon Shabbos, Eilim Bukhrakas, look at our Samachet. He says, I think, again, a lot of, the Nun Gimel and Samachet is a lot of verbiage here. I'm not going to read the whole thing right now. But the bottom line, if I read correctly, these two pages, I have a pile of myself. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different intricacies and complicated cases. It says you can't. What's compared to Shabbos? Shabbos requires nearly within. If you look in the living room, out into my dining room, you see on both sides it extends in. On one side, the extension in is a blita behind, which is nothing. On the other side, the extension in behind is the closet. So it's just a big square. But this you see it above the blitas. That's a little Shabbos, Rabosa. It's a Shabbos. So you can carry the living room. Very nice. When it comes to, and for that very same reason, a Rosh Kosel does not work in Shabbos holidays. But the double is. Chorban Lekula. A mezuzah, you require a mezuzah nikeres, the summit is going in. There at Miyoscha. And the right side going in, you have a wall. It's not a Rosh Kosa, it's in fact an Etzah Kosa. Because it's going like this. You have a wall like this. You come from the right side. It's simply, it's a wall, and then it just goes in, and the living room starts. That's not a Rosh Kosa. A Rosh Kosa means, if I'm going into a room like this, I'm going in from the outside into a room, and technically it's all halakha. It's all halakha. I'm going in like this. At this point, when I come into the room, I see it starts here. Okay? Till then, it's blank. It starts here. In my living room, it goes till here. It goes till here. Then I walk into the, from the dining room to the living room. So that's part of it. Not to the right side. Help me follow. If you have to visit me, you're all about to visit me. See my kitchen, my living room, my living room. The hall to the bedroom, you all invited to come. I'm going to give you some drink maybe. But you have to come and check it out if it was there. I'm going to make a trip in the middle of the summer to Riverdale. That's a little bit much, even though it's every Tuesday. But if you're ever in the city, call me up, come in, so you'll see all these things that we know that you'll disagree with me. I'm still going to change it. Still. As long as the substance is not brought to today. To change tomorrow. Okay? So it appears. So I want to pick up. Oh. Can you look? Fine. Oh. Narrow muscle. An amazing kula is found in the Ritva. The Ritva says in Yuma, excuse me, in Erev and Afidal, that even if the walls come in, let's say stone walls, and they come in like this. There's no wood beam separate from the stone wall itself, no chimazuz. Wow! Talk about cool. Because you have to have tzimin, no matter what the configuration is. You have to have a tzim. The shame, you have a kushim, you have a shinde, I'm putting up a tzim. I wonder what the same does with that. You kind of go out of the skin. He said, what's the difference if it's a piece of wood or a piece of rock? We don't pass like this. Really. It's true we don't pass like this. Here's the reason. It does make a difference in some cases, but in this particular case, if we pass the piece of wood, it is not required. It's not required. And how do you know that the post can disagree with the ritual? Because look, on both sides, you have a Gemara and a Flam, give them a base. Too much Gemara today. What am I saying? Chazir again. Piske Shimoi. The less they shakbi. Right? And no, what does it mean? What do the words mean? Less they shakbi. What does it mean? So they say, many Rishonim say, Eben nechneses v'eben yotzes. Which means it's not even. That's a bizar. But the rocks would be even and nice, even though there's no tzim, presumably it would be chayev in mezuzah. So it would appear, Rabosai. This seems to be Saka Halacha Lemaisa. Wow. This is quite a sukkah. Very, very important sukkah. Before we go on, I don't have any questions. I spoke a lot without an interruption. Usually people interrupt me and throw me all kinds of questions. There's tumult in the quiet. Why is everyone so quiet today? Kol Shabbos Kodesh. Must be a reason that everyone's being so quiet. Yes.
Just regarding the Metzias of the dining room, heading into the living room, is the wall completely straight as you go into the living room, or is it bending like the bottle that was in the home? The home set
down? When I go into my living room, it's like this. In my living room, in my dining room itself, and at that point, there's a wall going like this. It's about, let's say, 5 feet. Okay? And here, it comes down, and the left side is, in fact, the coaster comes out, and on the right side, makes a 90-degree turn to get to the wall. But if I'm coming this way, I see that there's nothing there. There's nothing on the right side. Not a Rosh Kosel, it's an Emtzah Kosel. Where that Masha comes out, it's an Emtzah Kosel. So I think it's completely fun. I find, you have to read this with a small bit carefully to see if I'm right. I think I'm right. I think he's Gedolin agree with me. even though for many, many years I was in the wilderness, being me against the Chomus of Doubt, make me very uncomfortable. I have to say, I spoke to a chef to Shlita about it, I just want to take it on my own, immediately. But, you know, in print. Now I'm pretty sure that the print their master to what I do. So on both sides, we've completed this, I told you, something complex, so it wasn't as long as the heck is here, it was supposed to be quite complex, and they skipped a lot of the rites back and forth at the same time. Then must make practice. And then on Sunday, fancy observance, which must have been Thomas, I'm going to start the sugya of Sochem. It's the Mem, Dalet, Amud, Aleph. The whole different part of the Amud, the Sefer. We'll kind of take a look back into the maze and advantage, which is a little bit relevant. And some of the rush we haven't done yet. I'm aiming to finish the sugyas and mezuzahs sometime next week. I don't want to be Chas V'Shalom, the head of the Shul, the Kabbalah, the Lay. Then start to do that in the sugya of Tilly, the Siyat of Mishmaya, the Mishmaya.